Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The Daffodil Principle. Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Many years ago, I sent out a daily devotional highlighting the daffodil principle. Since then, there have been requests to repeat it, which I will do today, but leaving out a great deal of the backstory that led up to it. One day, a woman came upon a magnificent field of daffodils of every shape, size, and color. The beauty of it was breathtaking and almost too hard for her to take in. There was a small house nearby, and next to the house was a poster that read, "Answers to the questions I know that you are asking. 50,000 bulbs, one at a time, by one woman, two hands, two feet, and very little brain. Began in 1958. After the experience of witnessing such a sight, the woman wrote the following article. There it was, the daffodil principle. For me, that moment was a life-changing experience. I thought of this woman whom I had never met, who more than 40 years before had begun, one bulb at a time, to bring her vision of beauty and joy to an obscure mountaintop. Still, just planting one bulb at a time, year after year, had changed the world. This unknown woman had forever changed the world in which she lived. She had created something indescribable, magnificent, with beauty and inspiration. The principle her daffodil garden taught is one of the greatest principles of celebration. That is learning to move toward our goals and desires, one step at a time, often just one baby step at a time. Learning to love the doing. Learning to use the accumulation of time. When we multiply tiny pieces of time with small increments of daily effort, we too will find that we can accomplish magnificent things. We can change the world. It really does not take a great intellect or strength. It is just planting the bulbs that God gives us and keep on planting them. If I remember correctly, the original daffodil principle was my 431st daily devotional. Today, that number has grown to well over 4,000. That leaves me with a lot of planting ahead. I just need to focus on what the Lord leads me to share and then to plant it. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.